Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And it is Monday, but there is no guest. Today's guest is Laurie Wright. So I'm doing today's episode on my story. And I did an episode a while back on how I came to start an online business, but today's episode is going to be all about how the Second Half Spark School came to be. And the reason why I wanted to talk about the Second Half Spark School, and if you're tuning in on YouTube, you'll see me in my glasses because this is how I wake up in the morning before I put my contacts in. But I wanted to get this out there because the doors open today with the Second Half Spark School, and they haven't opened for 8 months. I've been on a little bit of a hiatus with the school, and that's not because I haven't been hard at work behind the scenes. It's because I was doing things in the fall. I did a beta of another program that I had I'm passionate about in a sense, but it's not my signature program. It's not something, it's something I'm going to do once a year. And it's something I do because I want to support my coach who has an amazing program for people who want to go all in on businesses. But for me, the Second Half Spark School is where my heart is. The Second Half Spark School is what I want to do to help people. That's my, what I feel, where I landed, that really helps me utilize my gifts. And so what happened in the fall is I was going to Greece. I had a couple of big trainings I was doing, and I did this other program, this beta program. And so I was like, I don't have enough time and energy to devote. When I open the Second Half Spark School, I want to be there for my students. I want to give it my all to my students. And so I just made the decision, even though we were going to launch in the fall, I said, you know, it's just the time is not it. I listened to my gut. That's what I teach. I talk about listening to your gut. And I was like, I think wait till January. And so it is January, the last day of January. And so doors open today, only for 4 days. And then we shut. And then we don't open again until later this year. So I wanted to talk about like how that came to be. Because what I teach in the Second Half Spark School is find out who you really are, what your authentic self is, because that's where you're going to find the answers. So get connected with her and then find your gifts. Because when you get connected with her, well, first of all, you have a connection and that's where the answers are. And then you're going to find your gifts if you don't know what they are. And if you do have gifts and you're just not putting them to use, or for whatever reason, you're struggling and you're distracted and you're overwhelmed, well, that's the amazing thing about my school is that I teach you how to put together a plan that you feel focused and productive about. So it's a plan full of heart-centered goals, a plan that sparks you. And so if you're wondering how I got here, because, you know, I didn't, number one, come out of the womb knowing what I wanted to do. Like some people that we were like, why is that not me? I must not have any gifts. And it took me a long time. And that's why I'm so passionate about having this school, because, you know, if people come in and they think they don't have these gifts, or they're just frustrated and stuck in life, and then they get sparked. And so it's been a winding kind of road for me, a winding path. And so I had came up with the three things that I want to talk about as it relates to this is, number one, how I got here and why it took so damn long. A couple things that I think now are lessons. I realize they're lessons, but since I have them, I want to share them. And two things that I think fast-tracked my transformation in particular. Two things. And then three, the big lesson I learned that sidetracked me. Probably the biggest lesson that I share and took me a few extra years. So how I got here and why it took so damn long. I was busy raising kids and I thought that was my purpose. And I was working in jobs that, you know, kind of in terms of, if you think about how we're raised in society, we get told, get a good job, make money. Titles mean a lot. They make your parents proud. They help support your family. In my case, I was married to a police officer. So you really focus on the wrong things. And then that distracts you from what really lights you up. And so how I got here is I just, at some point, the happiness that you want is, it becomes where you know there's something more to life, that you know that you're not as fulfilled as you could be or that you want to be. And for me, it happened at midlife at 47. And for a lot of people, I think it happens when they get to whatever their version of midlife is, because midlife is different for everybody. Some people think midlife is 30. So there comes a point where, and I was nearing 50 at that age of 47. And I just knew that if I continued the way I was operating, I was going to get to the end of my life. And I was going to have so many regrets. I was going to have so many what ifs. And that scared me. I didn't want to be the person who got to the end of her life and said, I shoulda. If only I did that, I shoulda, woulda, coulda. And so I made some tough decisions and I leaned into what I now know is my gut. I was just like, and it's been, you know, gnawing at me for a few years and I kept suppressing those desires. And I finally said, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to change my life big time. So I separated from my husband and I reconnected with an old boyfriend and I moved out of not state, but town. I moved 2 hours away. Well, we eventually got married. So we dated a couple of years, 2.5 years, and then got married. So switched jobs, same kind of job that I was doing. And then I landed in this other town, really not having, my friends were his friends, right? So kind of left my whole life where I'd lived for 50 years behind me. And then what happened is I got to the point where once again, I was feeling this gnawing. I was feeling this lack of fulfillment. So, you know, I was distracted for a while doing all the things, right? Falling in love again, getting married. We had two kids that got married. So my two daughters got married over that period of time. I started two different jobs during that time until I got to about age 54. So I had a lot of external influences that were keeping me busy and that were priorities in my life. So, and then I got to about age 54 and I remember the moment, and I talked about this in my recent training. I remember the moment where I believe that I put that request into the universe, that I was like, help me universe. Although at the time I didn't, you know, help me God. but I think that at the time I didn't realize it was a request. I didn't know that putting that thought out there into the world as a request, as a, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I think that was the big turning point in my life, because A, I was like, I don't want to do this job anymore. I want to do something that lights me up. And I was thinking, oh, I'll just retire and then I can like do whatever I want. Right. So my answer was kind of retirement. But the problem was, is I didn't know when I could retire. I didn't have any. And I had this vision of me sitting at my computer as the old lady in the office, as the old lady with the wrinkly hands on the keyboard and with the brown spots, you know, you can imagine that that wasn't something that I was looking forward to. That wasn't something that I wanted for my future. So I put this thought out there, and I swear in a matter of just a few weeks, it could have been days. I don't remember specifically the day I had that thought, but my daughter, my oldest daughter, had just joined Beachbody and she was doing very well in the business. And she was very excited about it. And what does a mother do to support her child? You know, you sign up and buy whatever they're selling. So that's what I did. Plus I needed to lose weight. I was like 10 pounds overweight at the time. And I was like, okay, I need something. And it sounds like fun. And so she was doing these online challenge groups where you join a group online and you work out and you have goals together and it makes you more accountable. And so I thought, wow, that sounds like fun. I'll support her. I'll see more of her, even if it's virtual. And so I'll do that. And so I believe that was my answer from the universe, because it wasn't necessarily the thing that I was meant to do, I believe now, but it was the thing that led me to the thing that I love to do. So as I say, it's a journey, right? It keeps unfolding. And I have the second half Spark School now, and I love it so much, but hey, it might lead me to something else. But I am now open to listening to what my gut is telling me and to doing what I love. And because I'm doing what I love, I'm not looking for anything else now. I'm not sitting there having these visions of me being this old lady that is unfulfilled and unhappy. So I joined this Beachbody thing, and I remember her asking me initially to be a coach. And I was like, I said, that is such a, what did I call it? But I was such a skeptic, you know? And I said, you know, that is very sketchy. Here you, like, I bought the package, and now you're trying to rope me into being this coach thing. And that's a network marketing thing. And network marketing is sketchy anyways. And I do not like it. And I always had this belief about network marketing from my days of like people approaching me about Shackley and those other early on network marketing things. So I never liked remember Nu Skin? So yeah, bought the Nu Skin. And yeah, so I didn't like the whole network marketing approach. But I liked Beachbody because I liked working out. I liked the whole connecting with people and doing things together. And I got results. So, and one of the big results, and I talk about this, and I've talked about it before, is Shakeology. And I'm not a coach anymore, but I believe so much in Shakeology, changed my life. So my hair was like, got thicker from it. My hair was always kind of like, you know, not so kind of stringy, I guess you would call it. And so I got in the shower like a month after drinking it. And that was part of the package I got. I got out of the shower and I was like, you know, I was in the shower washing my hair, you know, how then you put it in the shampoo, and it was like thicker. It was like thicker. And I was like, the only time that it feels like this is when I finish at the beauty parlor. And is that what they call it these days? I think they call it the hair salon. Sorry, showing my age. But anyways, yeah. So I was, you know, washing my hair, and, you know, right after you go to your hair appointment and you're like washing your hair for the first time, your hair feels real full. And that's because of the products they use, I think. But my hair I didn't use those products and my hair felt like really thick. And so I called up my daughter and I said, my hair feels like thick. And she said, well, that's the Shakeology. And so at that point, I was kind of like knew I was going to continue to drink it because I could tell if it was doing that to my hair, it was doing good things to me. And so when she approached me again the second time about it,
I could get a discount. And so I was like, okay, I'll do it. And so I joined, and then she invited me to go to, they had this, I think it's once a quarter thing, meeting where you can meet other people. And I saw somebody at the front who did a little presentation, and he was just like me. He had a job like mine in the industry I was in, and he was making over six figures in Beachbody. And I was like, if he can do that, maybe I can do that. So that was the first little kind of message from the universe that there, I could do something different. And it's something that intrigued me. It's something that made me curious. And when something makes you curious and interested, lean into it. So that was the beginning of my online business foray. I was like, okay, I can do this online business thing. Let's figure it out. Never, ever, ever had created a Facebook group. Never, ever, ever had gotten on camera live. So those are all things that I had to learn and figure out. But I, in order to do what I wanted to do, that was part of the package. And I was willing to do it. I was willing to, you know, conquer those fears and just roll with it. So, yeah. So, and then that's how Not Your Average Grandma came to be. I started doing these workouts, and I was like getting arms like Sarah Connor on Terminator 2, and arms I always wanted, but I never got. And I was like, oh my gosh, I turned 55 and I did my first two pull-ups. Like, I think it was like 3 weeks before I turned 55. I was like, what? I never in a million years, I could never do the physical fitness thing, that the one where you hold yourself with your arms. So I never thought I could ever do a pull-up. Did I say push-up? I meant pull-up. But I never thought I could ever do a pull-up. In fact, that one workout that had that exercise, I hated it the most, but I had to do it because it was part of the program. And I remember getting on a chair and it was like, you know, but then I found out there was this thing, this contraption you could put on the pull-up bar, and it made it like easier. It was like a resistance band, but instead of resisting, it helped you, and it helped you. So you didn't need the chair, but you kind of felt like you were doing a pull-up. And then over time you could do a pull-up without it. And so it was like crazy that I could do that. So it was so rewarding. And of course, being not your average grandma and doing these exercises online attracted people who wanted to do the same. So that is really what I now call my training wheels on with an online business. But it lit me up. I didn't like my day job, but it kept me happy because I was doing enough lit up activities in my life to fulfill me. And I was helping people. And what I realized is through the process is I love coaching. I love this. And with the Beachbody job that I had or business, you didn't need to be a personal trainer because the workout programs that came, you're just more of a support system. You're somebody who, you know, a lot of what we do and what our gifts are experience. And I had experience. I had experience with the programs. I could lead people to the right one for them. And I, you know, had results. And a lot of times, you know, our results are what are going to help people, right? The experience in getting those results. And so what happened is I did that for a while. And then I was like, I don't like this so much because I'm not making enough money to quit my day job. You know, and I'm spending a lot of time and not seeing the results in terms of income. And so, and there was a second reason as well. So I started thinking about other things. And I remember going to I'm in this pandemic state of thinking everything's a virtual event. It was actually an in-person event. Remember when we had those? It was an in-person event. And I went to it. And it was about how to build other revenue streams. And that was when that event is when I first had the idea of doing a podcast. And I bought Pat Flynn's book about Will It Fly, about starting a business. And it was just so interesting. It's the first time I saw him and I started following him and listening to his podcast. So it was like these little breadcrumbs were being dropped and I was like following them. And so that put this little seed in my head as like, there's something different that I can do. And what I was realizing is that the people I was helping, I was only helping them lose weight. I wasn't helping them with deeper issues that like to, I wasn't helping them change like their perception of themselves. I wasn't helping them change the root thing that got them to gain weight in the first place. That if you don't address that, the weight's going to come back. So it was like, okay, I want to do my own thing. And what can I do? And so at the time for my Beachbody business, I had this free Facebook challenge I was doing, 5 days to a better you. And I thought, I can turn that into a course. And so that's what I did. I went home from that event and within 30 days I had created this course and my path to a better me. That was my first course. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I was all self-taught DIY. I looked up courses, you know, where you can build courses, platforms. And I chose Thinkific. And that's what I chose. Didn't have anybody guiding me. And so that's what I did. I created this course. I created my own ads on Facebook. It flopped. So just FYI, it flopped. And so, but it kept, you know, percolating in my head, kept percolating. And what can I do? What can I do? You know? And so I would say that was probably around, you know, if I had to like look at age, maybe 56, 57-ish. But I continued to do Beachbody because my daughter was very, very successful and it was fun. And I was winning stuff, even though wasn't making the income. I was winning trips. I was winning prizes. I was always at the top of the charts in terms of our group. And so that kept me going and kept me happy. And then one day I was just burnt out and I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to figure out what I want to do. And I didn't have a good system at the time, even though I was a project manager, I didn't have a good system for my own personal planning. And so I started by planners. I didn't know at the time I would buy a planner. It wasn't like I'm going to do this research project on planners. It was, let me get a planner and I can get planning about what my next steps are, where I'm going to go from here with the goal to build some kind of online business. But I got planner after planner after planner. So I have like a stack, about 5 or 6 planners. And I finally found one that I liked enough to keep using it, but it still was not what I felt the perfect one for me. And so I created my own system. Basically, I created my own system. I didn't have my planner quite yet but I had my system. And I realized what things worked from the planners. You know, there was always like one thing in a planner or two things in a planner that I liked. And so I was like, and then I started having success. And so I think I had like a 2 or 3 month, like just not do anything except my day job, but not do any Beachbody, just step away and then see what comes up. And so I did create a Shopify store in that time because I was like, I want to sell Not Your Average Grandma t-shirts, but that very quickly became, you know, that wasn't my passion. I didn't want to sell t-shirts. I wanted to coach people. I wanted that connection with people. And so number two, the two things that's taking me. So that's why that kind of like the route to get to me where I am, why it took so damn long. but I'm going to talk more about that in a second because there's one specific thing. And then there are two things that fast tracked me. Super simple. I made a decision to commit. It all starts with a decision, right? I made that decision back when I was 47 to change my trajectory of my life. And always, even though sometimes it took me a while to realize it in the process, but always follow the thing that made me happy, that made me first curious and then interested and then really happy. Because if you don't follow what's curious, you're not going to know, is this something that's going to stick or not, right? And so, and then, you know, along the way, fear sets in, right? Because that's just your ego trying to keep you safe. So you have to recognize that fear, it's not fear that, it's just fear that you're being resistant to, because it's going to require something extra from you. It's going to require you to grow more and step into that newer you that it's always going to require you if you're doing something different and want something different. And so the first thing that I did was I decided to change and committed to it. If you decide you're not going to do anything, you're just going to stay in settle, then you're not going to fast track anything, but you have to commit. Once you make that decision, you have to go in with both feet. You can't just dabble your toe in. You have to make that commitment. And in fact, it's funny because this really attracted me was the Beachbody. They had a tagline, which was decide, commit. I think there was a third thing, but decide, commit. And it's so true. So once I committed, well, again, that's sending a message to the universe that I'm doing this. And so the universe is going to start helping you. The universe is going to have your back, right? It's going to send you signals, messages. And it's interesting, in that event that I was talking about that gave me the idea to create an online course, I heard a name of a coach, and this person was talking about how he's her mentor. He's, oh my God, he's amazing. Da, 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 da. Okay. So that was a seed that was planted that I didn't follow up on immediately. But I remember thinking later, as I was exploring and buying all my planners, I wanted to check this guy out. And I found out he had a podcast, and I started listening to his podcast, and I liked him a lot. He could be my son. He's at the age of my children, but I love him so much because he just has a kind of personality. You know, there's just certain people that you mesh with, and then some people that kind of like rub you the wrong way. And he, when I would listen to his podcast, I'd learn something, his episodes, I'd learn something and I'd laugh. He would always tell these funny stories. And he talked about things that I wanted and things that were possible. So he got me to believe. And then I found out that he had this program. And so I signed up for it. And that was what accelerated everything. Yeah, I did that in October of 2018. So I was about to turn 60. So from 47 to 59 years old, almost 60, like basically 13 years, I took this windy road path and finally got to where I was. But what accelerated my journey to where I really was fully lit up and ignited was when I committed to go all in and do whatever it took. And that for me was the coach that I had him on an episode a while back, and I never really had a coach. So I didn't know what that was going to be like, but I just liked him and I wanted more of him. And if I knew if I was going to be in his program, I was going to see a lot more of him and get more from him than just his podcast. And so that's what I did. And within 3 months, I created what was the first, named different, but the first iteration of the Second Half Spark School. So those are the things that fast-tracked me. And then the biggest lesson that I learned that sidetracked me for a while, and I touched on this when I was talking about how I got here and why it took me so damn long. But the biggest lesson was that I mistook external things as what I needed to fulfill me. And so my kids, when they were little and growing up and guiding them and nurturing them and, you know, all the things that were a part of being a mom, that's external to me. I didn't know internally what it was that made me happy or lit me up. I now know that growing amazing children is probably what a good coach would do, right? So now it kind of makes sense why I loved that so much and thought it was my purpose. I just needed new clients. So when the empty nest hit, I didn't think, oh, I just need to find new clients. And then reconnecting with my old boyfriend and getting married to him, I thought, oh my God, that's my answers. My answers, my prayers are answered because I now have my soulmate and we're going to live happily ever after. And I am going to be so fulfilled. So, I mean, we are still happily married don't get me wrong, but the honeymoon is over, you know? It's not like, you know, I mean, I live with him. It's not like we didn't live together. We lived 2 hours apart. So every weekend was like, yay, you know? And so, you know, after the tide went out, you know, the tide goes in. It's really exciting. I think, I don't know what that analogy is, ebb and flow, right? Which is ebb and which is flow. But anyways, we got to the point where it was just, you know, every day go to work, come home, you know, and nothing was lighting me up. Nothing was lighting me up. And although I felt like I had a happy marriage, I didn't have a happy soul inside. My soul had, something was missing from it. I hadn't found that thing that I meant to do yet. And I was so busy with all the noise in my head from my job and all the things and my task list and, you know, and then stuck in my beliefs of this is my only option, because until I wait till retirement, that was like what I told myself, because I made the money that I felt we needed to make. And I just continued, you know, don't want to disappoint anybody either. If I leave my job, I'll disappoint my boss, my husband, my coworkers. So then you just continue. And so that lesson that I think is important to share is, if you're looking externally, then you're looking in the wrong place, and it might sustain it. It's not sustainable. It might assuage your desires for that thing for a while, because it's basically something that is going to not sustain you over time. It's not going to keep that fire burning. It's not going to keep that fire in you lit. It's eventually going to go down to like coal or burning embers maybe. So that is how I got to where I am today. And I love what I do. I am so giddy with excitement to welcome some new students in to the school and see. I mean, it's just like, oh, you know, it's like kind of moving into a new neighborhood. Who are my neighbors going to be? But like in that analogy, I would say sometimes you don't get really good neighbors, but I always get amazing students. I know I'm going to be moving into the best neighborhood. And and the other thing too, is I'm actually bringing, if you're curious about the second half Spark School, and this is like, this might be something I need. If you're still searching, if you're still feeling this lack of fulfillment, then this is definitely something that will guide you or get you so much knowledge you'll gain, so many tools that you'll learn. But I'm giddy because I get to talk to some of my students this week. We're all going to get together and we're going to get on live calls on my YouTube channel. So come to the YouTube channel at noon, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you'll get to see and meet students who have been sparked. I call them sparked second half souls. And they are all different. They are all super unique. I've had some on my podcast as guests. And they all, and that's what I tell people. Everybody has a different journey. Everybody starts in a different place. And where they go is different. And so, but it's such a great environment to feel like there's other people like you and to feel the support from other people. It's just you know, I look back and I know it took me a while, but it is so worth it. So worth it, because I think I'm more convicted. I think I'm more passionate. I think I have more to help people with, more lessons to share. And so for that reason, I'll take it. I know I'm late to the party, but hey, we don't know how much time we have, and I can do this. I feel, you know, and I think when you come from a lit up place, you're a lot more likely, and there's studies that say this, you're more likely to live longer. And so I just feel like, you know, I'm going to keep doing this and I'm going to keep being lit up. And the day I'm not is the day I'm going to know, and I'm going to know where the answers are, and I'm going to get them, because I know what the tools are now to do that. So yeah, so that's my story. And I hope that you, you know, it helped you in understanding a little bit more about me, understanding a little bit more about the Second Half Spark School and what it is. And if it's something that you think you would benefit from, then there's only 4 days. 4 days. We close the doors Thursday at midnight. So yeah, remember what I said, what accelerated my journey? Committing and a coach. So those for me were the big answers. So anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode, learning a little bit more about me, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average life.